Welcome back, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into a really sweet children's story. It's called The Kindness Jar.
Oh, very nice.
And it's about this second grade class.
Okay.
That is given a challenge by their teacher, Miss Hazel.
Right.
To fill up a jar with stars.
Hmm.
And each star that they put in the jar represents an act of kindness.
Oh, how fun.
That they've done that day or that week.
Okay.
And if they can fill up the entire jar with stars before the week is over, they get a surprise party.
That's a really good incentive.
Right.
Yeah, get those kids motivated.
That is.
To be kind to each other.
And it's all about just these little acts of kindness.
Right.
Like helping somebody tie their shoelaces.
Yeah.
Or sharing your crayons with someone who doesn't have any.
Sharing is a big one when you're that age.
It is.
Yeah, it's tough.
So this story is really cute.
Okay.
And I think we should just jump right into it.
Okay, sounds good.
The main character is a little girl named Ella. And she's so excited about this kindness jar.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a little bit unsure at first.
Yeah.
About like what exactly kindness is.
Yeah. You know? How do we show kindness? How do we know what it looks like?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Luckily, Miss Hazel explains it very clearly.
Okay.
She says, kindness can be helping someone.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing with someone.
Okay.
Or just doing something that makes somebody else feel good.
Yeah.
Even if it's something that you don't really have to do.
Right.
So like even if it's not like a chore or something.
It's just something nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the very first star that ends up in the kindness jar.
Okay.
Is from Ella.
Oh.
She's the first one to earn a star.
Wow. Good for her.
Right.
Yeah.
And she gets it because she's walking down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees her classmate, Leo.
Uh-huh.
Struggling to tie his shoelaces.
That's a tough one, too, when you're little.
It is. Especially when you're in a rush.
Yeah, and you got those little tiny fingers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she stops and helps him tie his shoelaces. And then she gets to put the first star into the jar.
Yes.
Yeah. And then from there, other kids start to see that.
Right. They want to get in on the action.
Right. They want to get a star in the jar.
Yeah.
So then we see all these other little acts of kindness starting to happen.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of them.
Well, there's Sophia who shares her crayons with someone.
Oh.
Then there's Leo
who
brought an extra sandwich that day.
Okay.
And shared it with somebody who forgot theirs.
Oh, that's nice of him.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Marcus who's a little bit shy.
Okay.
But he really liked a drawing that one of his classmates had made.
Ah.
And he told her that he liked it.
That's so sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the jar starts filling up really quickly.
I bet.
With all these stars.
That's nice, because that means that they're really filling the classroom up with kindness, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a nice visual, all those stars.
And then they get down to the very last star that they need.
Okay.
To fill up the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And Ella is the one who gets that last star.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How does she do it?
Well, she sees one of her other classmates, Mia.
Okay.
Who's having trouble zipping up her coat because the zipper's stuck.
Oh, yeah.
And so Ella helps her get her coat zipped up.
Nice.
And that's the last star that they need.
Wow. So they did it?
They did it. They filled up the entire jar.
That's awesome.
And so they get their surprise party.
What was it?
It's an ice cream party.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know.
Yeah, ice cream is always a winner.
With all the toppings you can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're all enjoying their ice cream party. And Miss Hazel makes a really good point.
Oh, what's that?
She says,
yeah,
you didn't just fill a jar with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
You filled this whole classroom with kindness.
Right.
So it wasn't just about the jar.
Yeah.
It was about how they were treating each other that whole week.
Exactly. Yeah, the jar was just kind of like a symbol.
Exactly.
Right.
And by the end of the week, Ella realizes that doing those little acts of kindness for other people made her feel really good inside.
Yeah.
Like even better than the ice cream sundae that she was eating.
Wow.
So
that's saying something.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think that is a really great point that Ella figured out there, and maybe a good lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, even if there's not a prize involved or a party or something, it feels really good to be kind to other people.
It does.
So what act of kindness will you go do today?
That's a great question for everyone to think about.